You're listening to All Things Considered on 89.1 WEMU. I'm Bob Eccles. The Washtenaw County Sheriff's Office has kicked off an innovative community outreach program centered on an online video series called Beyond the Badge. Joining me to talk about it is Derek Jackson, Director of Community Engagement for the Sheriff's Office. Director Jackson, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Sure. So tell me a little bit about Beyond the Badge.
Yeah, so it's just an innovative way to kind of get the word out to citizens in Washtenaw County about what actually happens at the Sheriff's Office. So, you know, I came into the Sheriff's Office about 4.5, 5 years ago, and when I started, I was a civilian staff, had done a lot of community work, and I quickly realized that I had no clue what really went on behind the scenes of a sheriff's office. So for a while, we've been really just trying to think about ways to show the community what happens, what goes on, how someone could work for 20, 25 years in the jail and come to work every day, kind of what motivates them to do that.
Actually, I've been working here for 24 years, the past 12 as a sergeant down in Corrections Division. You know, coming into this profession, I think you have to care somewhat. I use some of the older ones as an example to some of the young ones that come in and let them know that they don't want to be this kind of person. And I even share with some of the guys, so they'd even help the younger ones that come in. I let them explain what they've been through in this process coming in and out of here. And I ask the young guys that come in if they in return want to be like that or if they want to change their path in life.
So obviously citizens, it's their tax dollars that pay for us to do the work that we do at the Sheriff's Office. And so for them to really see behind the scenes what they pay for. And beyond that, just some of the amazing stories that I get to see in my job every single day, how people deal with just the trauma that happens around Washtenaw County.
Okay. So the first episode's already available online, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It came out a couple weeks ago.
Okay. And what can we expect to, if we haven't seen it yet, what's in episode one?
Yeah. So episode one really is just it's a teaser. It's about 8 minutes long, and it gives you a sense of what the series is going to be about, but also the kind of depth of the sheriff's office. So there's a little bit of a deputy who's out there patrolling and making an arrest.
How long have you been out in Ipsy?
Oh, all my life.
All your life? Are you just doing heroin or are you doing anything else?
Then we kind of walk you through what happens to a person as they go into the jail. And then you really hear from the people, the deputy, but also the corrections officers who have to deal with that individual. And then you get a little glimpse into dispatch as well. You hear from the sheriff.
We're the front line for human services. So those people that have challenges in their life, whether it be homelessness, substance abuse, any of those type of challenges that are sometimes root causes to crime, we're part of the front line that identifies those folks and actually link them to the appropriate services. So I think that adds a little more value. So it's one thing to say, look, we're going to go in there, we're going to arrest everybody, we're going to hold them in jail for the time that the court says they need to be in jail, and then we're going to let them back out. Well, if we're doing that, it's the definition of insanity. And then we wonder why people keep ending up back in jail. We should be doing a little more, or we should be helping connect them to the resources that maybe helps break that cycle.
Future episodes, I think, are going to really focus on kind of more in depth on each individual staff person. They'll be a little bit longer than episode one. And I haven't seen episode two myself yet, so I'm pretty excited to see what it's going to be.
Okay. I'm speaking with Director Derek Jackson about the Washtenaw County Sheriff's Office's new online video series, Beyond the Badge. I was going to ask you about episode two and when it comes out. Is there a certain date where we have that?
Yes. Yeah, so the last Sunday in September, September 29th, is when it will come out, right around 7 p.m., and it'll be live. You can see it on the web. You'll see it on YouTube, on Facebook. There's a lot of different places where people can access it.
And as far as what's featured in episode two, we'll have to wait and see, basically.
Well, there's a preview that's out there now. It's like a 30-second long clip that we've put out. And I'll just give you a little teaser that one of the first calls that the camera crew went out on was a heroin overdose. So literally as soon as they started, then they kicked right into high gear.
It isn't like they're doing it in the middle of the night when everybody thinks crime happens in the middle of the night. Come out here at 6 a.m., you're going to have prostitutes walking up and down the street trying to pick up the guy who's on his way to work.
So episode two is going to have something to do with some of the heroin stuff that goes on in our community.
Okay. I understand that in between episodes, the plan is to offer some other interesting information as well?
Yeah, so, you know, an episode is only so long, 8 minutes to 12 minutes long, but some of the interviews, the extended interviews, or maybe some of the dash cam videos or some of the 911 calls that go hand in hand with some of the stories that are being shared by officers, we'll be rolling that out in between the actual longer episodes.
Okay, and I understand there's kind of a unique way of paying for all this to get done to fund the series?
It's kind absolutely. That's one of the questions I get all the time is like, who's paying for it? But in reality, it's LaFontaine, the automotive group. Emmanuel, who's one of the partners over at LaFontaine, owns in Jackson Road store here in Washtenaw County. They do so many community-oriented events, and so do we at the sheriff's office. So originally it just started out as a conversation about how do we partner on some community events, and it really evolved over months of conversation into what we have now. LaFontaine funds the entire project. It's an innovative marketing strategy for them, so you know they market themselves with it. And we also get a huge benefit as a community and as a sheriff's office of kind of bridging that divide between what happens in an office and what the citizens really get to see.
Okay. Do we have an idea of how many episodes there will be, or is it just kind of an ongoing thing?
So right now we're talking about 12, so one a month for an entire year. And based on feedback from residents, based on feedback from those who are in the videos, we're hoping to expand it. So we've been pleasantly surprised at how many folks viewed the first episode. And I think that's hopefully a good indicator of it expanding into the future.
Excellent. Where can folks find Beyond the Badge?
BeyondTheBadge.tv. There's a website associated for it. If you go to the Sheriff's Office website, there's a link right there. But the main hub is BeyondTheBadge.tv.
Excellent. Director Jackson, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for having us.
Derek Jackson is Director of Community Engagement for the Washtenaw County Sheriff's Office, and we've been talking about the department's new online video series, Beyond the Badge.
Everybody's in jail, and what do you really know? I don't know, I sit back and I watch just the guys talking to the unit. They're like, oh man, how many times have you been locked up? Oh, you've been to prison, what kind of prefects you got? And, oh, and it's almost like a bragging right. And I always ask them, I said, man, what are you guys bragging about? I said, you've been to prison 3 or 4 times? That's nothing to be proud of.